I am Dan Mangan.
Yeah, are you exhausted after doing these four performances and endless interviews and all that?
It's been a busy week. We did two performances and three or four interviews yesterday, and then another two performances and three or four or five interviews today. So it's been a lot going on, but it's good to be on your toes.
So if you enter this folk festival as just a regular person, not a musician, do you go to the beer gardens, do you go to the food, or do you go straight to the stages and the music?
I don't know. You know, we were talking about when I was younger, the idea of going to a festival and getting filthy and not showering and maybe camping and stuff seemed like totally doable. And part of the experience was to dirty yourself up, and that felt kind of like you were indulging in something bigger than you, and that's great. But now I am very happy to go back to a hotel at the end of it. Maybe I'm just getting older, but I don't know where I would go. I mean, I like beer, so I would probably drink some of that. I'd want to see, you know, the best thing about folk festivals is happening upon new things to you, new bands to you that are kind of mind-blowing. That's the best ideal scenario. So I'd probably wander around and try and just find something new.
Are you going to any of the after parties? I heard there's a crazy after party usually after for folk festivals.
Yeah, I think it's back at the hotel, but I have a feeling I will be there, yeah.
I saw on your Facebook that you had a treadmill in your room, or did you drag that treadmill from the gym and put it in your room? What happened?
No, I just arrived in the room, and it's not even like a small treadmill. It was a massive, like industrial grade running treadmill in my room. It takes up like a half of the room. It's really bizarre. So I don't know if the person before me requested it or...
Did you use it?
No.
No, not even close.
God, no.
Last time you were here, you were at Sonic Boom at Northlands. What was that performance like for you? We're going back a year ago here.
Oh, yeah. You know what? That was really fun. When we arrived, I remember kind of being a little bit, sort of like, I wasn't sure, because I've never been to a festival where it's like on a parking lot. You know what I mean? Like, it was like basically concrete everywhere. Most of the time it's in grass and... But I have to say, that was a hell of a show. That was really fun, and the crowd was amazing, and we just had a blast, yeah.
And you were saying that 2013 was a pivotal year for you.
Big time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And why is that?
You know what? A lot of things happened. My son was born. I feel like I did a lot of hard thinking and a lot of reading and sort of just came to... I turned 30. It was sort of like all of these things converging. And it's... We had taken a year off. We'd been touring for like 6-7 straight years, and all of a sudden we had a little bit of time to reflect. And so it was just like a big personal year rather than a big career year, you know? And now I'm in a much more focused place, a better headspace. And once we have this new record available for everybody, I'm really excited to get it out and to kind of get back on the road.
How would you describe this year so far?
This year's a lot of preparation. We finished the record and we're sort of figuring out how we're going to put it out, maybe make some music videos and that kind of stuff. So there's a lot of sort of preparatory action happening right now. And it's exciting. It's exciting. I mean, it's hard because on one hand, I hate sitting on this material and not playing it all and not getting it out there. But I also know that, you know, from a sort of label perspective, there's a way about doing things that makes sense strategically.
So when is the drop date? So the album is complete? You've been playing a couple songs here or there.
The album is totally done, and we have a title, and I can't talk about it at all. I can't tell you what it is. I can't tell you. All I can tell you is that it's very good.
Just like your boy.
Yeah, he's very good too. He's a great kid.
How is it like being a father for the first time?
It's amazing. I mean, I think most people who have kids would tell you that first year is pretty pivotal, and it opened up different parts of me that maybe were a little bit closed off before, and it's a special thing. It's hard to talk about having a kid without creating a wall or a club between people who have kids and people who don't. And that's a really sensitive thing, and I don't want to sort of push people in one direction or another across that wall. But it is, it's a very special thing, and nothing can prepare you for it. You could read every book about it, but it's a thing that you kind of just do, and very special.
Is it tough being on the road without him here, or is he here?
Totally. No, he's not here. We haven't done any big, long, expansive touring yet since he was born. So once the record's out and we kind of get back to long tours, I know it's going to be really difficult. The idea of being away for weeks at a time and missing him growing and saying new words and doing new things is going to be really tough.
Well, you got an interesting couple months. Well, next month is the release of the movie that you scored. Can you tell us more about that with Simon Pegg?
Yeah, it's called Hector and the Search for Happiness. I did the score with my buddies Jesse Zubat, who also plays in Blacksmith. Yeah. Totally fell in our lap. The timing was great. It was right as we were taking a break from the road. All kinds of crazy stuff. Simon Pegg, Tony Collette, Rosamund Pike, Christopher Plummer, Jean Renault, Stellan Skarsgård. Our director is this guy, Peter Chelsom, this really lovely British guy. And it was one of the hardest things I've ever done, but I learned a ton, and I would totally do more films in the future.
And you mentioned Blacksmith, which is now your band. You're no longer under the Dan Mangan title. Can you tell us more about that?
Well, yeah, it's largely the same guys that I've been playing with for years. But considering we kind of took a hiatus for a couple of years and made this record with kind of a newfound focus, it just made sense to give them a name. You know, it felt strange that we were touring under the premise Dan Mangan without any reference to the fact that it had truly become, you know, a seven-piece ensemble. So, Bill Blacksmith was an idea of our drummer, Kenton Lowen. I love the image. I like the craftsmanship of it. I like the idea of, you know, putting in time and honing something and really caring about making something unique.
What haven't you done, Dan? You've done the soundtrack. Did you do something for a video game, too, I read somewhere?
Well, a friend of mine from university, this crazy guy named Lance, who I love dearly, is making a video game. He asked if I'd make some music for it. So I'm going to do that. And
you have your own label, too?
I don't know what I did. I started a label. It's an umbrella of arts and crafts. And it's called Matic Records. And I signed a band from Calgary named Astral Swans, who make amazing, great, thoughtful, kind of minimalist music. I was taken by it.
So this is what happens after having 2 years off, that then all of a sudden once you're available, that everything comes at you all at once?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I get really antsy when I'm idle. So it's important for me to keep busy. Even though I had all that time off, you know, I feel like I get anxious when I don't have a project at foot. So it's good for me to have tasks.
Yeah. I saw you performed earlier today, and a dragonfly attacked you during Rows of Houses. Is that the craziest thing that has attacked you on stage, or is there crazier stuff?
I have a feeling more ridiculous things have been thrown at us than a dragonfly. Yeah.
Really? And what was it like playing with Vance Joy yesterday? You hung out with him, I guess, and what was that like?
Yeah, he's great. James is his name. Real nice guy, you know, nice songwriter. And it was great. That workshop yesterday was awesome. It was really dynamic. I mean, you had him playing solo. You had Lucius, who blew me away with their crazy harmonies, and who else was on that one? It was Bashi Bulat.
Yeah,
who's been a friend for years, and she's just gorgeous. You know, love her voice and her songs. It was a really nice workshop, and I feel like everyone brought something different to the table.
What is it like with the workshops, though? If you're sitting on stage, is like, oh, I want to take that from that artist, or are you sitting there bored, or no?
You should be listening. You should be actively engaged, for sure. It's great. I mean, ideally what happens is that by the end of it, everyone's so comfortable with each other that they're all playing on each other's material. That doesn't always happen, but if it does, it's great.
Is that, do you find that more enjoyable than playing your own stuff, or is it just all a different dynamic?
Well, it's just an opportunity to do something different. I mean, you have your set, right, where you play your thing in your way. So it's looser, you know, there's less tech involved. Usually you don't get a full stage plot. You just kind of have to plug and play with whatever's happening. It's a little bit more thrown together, and by nature that allows people to sort of, you know, for instance, we played a song during our workshop that we would not have played during our set because it was totally unrehearsed. It was a new song that we'd never played live before, but it's sort of, you know, you can kind of throw things out there during a workshop.
A lot of people wanted to see you, I guess, but they couldn't because this festival sold out. So once the album's released, I'm guessing you're going on tour, is that right?
Yeah, once the new record's out, we'll definitely be back through Edmonton.
And one more thing with the Edmonton Folk Festival, what's it stood out? This is the first time that you've been here, I guess, for the Folk Festival, and with the band too. What stood out for you with this festival compared to other things that you played?
You know what? It's genius, and I don't know why I've never seen it before, but to have a festival at a ski hill where every tent is up against a natural amphitheater hill, that makes so much sense, and I've never seen that happen before. But that's genius. I mean, there's a lot of great things. Everyone's got a smile on their face. Yesterday was pouring rain, and everyone was just in it. You know, you didn't see people frowning or getting upset. It was, I think, folk festivals bring out. They let everyone get their freak out. You know, and they're, as it said, what, fly your freak flag and do weird things and dance crazy and just smile and paint your face and go nuts, and then you can go back to status quo.